Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Everyman Show. Not too exciting, but, you know, I'm just a schmo on the go and doing a show, doing my little part out here in a world that's gone basically insane. Don't know if many people are familiar with the reinvention of government that started with Bill Clinton back in 1993, when they had exhausted everything they could do for 20 years prior after Nixon. You know, Nixon was a bad guy, but you notice that the incremental open crimes committed by the federal government every 4 years after that, it's always something a little more drastic, a little more, you know, audacious, because audacity is what they needed. You know, I've said so many times that Nazis were brought into this country in 1947. They gave you everything, NASA, the military-industrial complex. They were so far ahead in sciences for one reason and one reason only. Because Rockefeller, Ford, Carnegie, J.P. Morgan, while they were extracting as much money, gold, silver, and everything out of the United States as they could steal, they were spending it on Germans. They were spending it in Eastern Europe. They were spending it on Tesla and Einstein to develop horrid weapons, both explosives to use for military, as well as weaponry at the DNA, RNA level of humanity. Reading this book, Seeds of Destruction, et cetera, I mean, you just think about every facet of humanity is controlled. They can detonate the end game. They can end this planet whenever they feel like it. Now, for those of you who listen to George Norrie and Coast to Coast, and you hear these guys talk about, you know, when these missile silos were basically blue-lighted by aliens, welding the hatches shut. There are too many guys that witnessed this. This is what the government knows. This is what the Russians understand and have understood for. Look, I really believe that the sciences, you know, this community of science, they know full well that we're a temporary entity on this planet. This is why they go for broke. You know, you hear these outrageous amounts of money, these hundreds of millions, hundreds of billions, trillions of dollars printed and stolen. And the little guy gets his tidbits. Now, that's your reward for being good. Now, you go through a stop sign, you're going to pay. You speed, you're going to pay. You go through a red light, you're going to pay. You kill somebody, whether you know it's intentional or not, you might get manslaughter. If you are a revenge-type person who has gone over the edge and you want to go out there and commit murder, well, they're going to put you away or kill you. I mean, it's that simple. Look, the Corrections Corporation, along with the – there's got to be 20-plus layers of security in the United States that do nothing but surveil people. I have been checked out. I'm sure anyone who's speaking out against the atrocities in history and today are being checked out. I love it when they come by and they look at me and they go, "You're not a threat." And I say to them, "Well, you are. You're the one with the guns. You're the one with the flak jackets. You've got this attitude looking down your nose at me." And I will tell you something right now. I'm not a threat to anyone who's not a threat to me. But there is a reality of the third eye. There is the remote viewer. My gut goes off like an alarm clock when I think that I'm in danger or somebody's going to steal something from me. I've woken up in the middle of the night and looked outside and found people breaking into my vehicles. I've found people in my vehicles. No sound, not a peep. I just knew something was wrong. It's like a mother knows something's wrong when their child is really sick. It's just like the people know now that our government has gone insane and is really sick. You see, they've stolen everything from us now. They've taken everything we can give. There is nothing else. Now they want to basically turn us into jellyfish with chemtrails, vax, GMOs. The food is toxic. The air is toxic. It is not going to kill you overnight, although some people really do go down hard when they're unhealthy. Alcoholics, drug addicts, people that have been on big pharma dope for 20 years, they're falling like rocks. You've seen people die, Hollywood people. You've seen all kinds of atrocity out here. They speak out about the consumption of embryonic cells for longevity, and they're dead 2 weeks later. David Bowie is one. It wasn't long after Mad Cow came out and talked about his conversation with David Bowie, but David Bowie's dead. Now, these people have the money and the wherewithal to get any kind of medicinal, you know, treatment they need, or a good doctor whenever they want it. I mean, unfortunately, like Joan Rivers, you know, she spoke out about Michelle Obama being a man. I know she's a man. Everybody knows she's a man. I mean, what is not to understand? Look the way she treats Barack Obama. Barack Obama, for all we know, was a woman at one time. I mean, I don't know. His records are sealed. That's only because he never went to any college that was worth going to. His grades were abysmal. He never showed up. He's a punk. He's an agitator. He's the Antichrist. The guy is an anarchist. He's a Bush. He's Bush's cousin. He's Bush's black cousin. And who doesn't know the Bushes did 9/11? Who doesn't know Dick Cheney's a cousin of Bush and did 9/11 twice? World Trade Centers were bombed twice, 93 and 2001. Who doesn't know it? Those were nukes, ladies and gentlemen. It didn't work the first time with van loads of plastic and dynamite and glycerin. This time they had to use tac nukes to take it down. And Silverstein got paid $4 billion, and he just increased his insurance 2 months prior. Whatever. An insurance scam. Jewish lightning. If you think the Khazarian Zionists don't run this planet, the Rothschilds at the top, the Rockefellers at the top in the United States, then you have the banking cartels that they invented out of thin air behind closed doors. They just decided to appoint some people and say, here you go. Now, here's $1 million. Go get a nice house and a nice car. There you go. And now you do what we say to do, or we're going to have somebody come by and touch you with nicotine, and you're going to die in 5 minutes. Who doesn't know that this goes on? Every huge corporation, the top five right now that own half of the wealth on the planet, they hire Blackwater. They have Enfragard. They have all kinds of little nasty, rat-faced scum, drunken drug addict freaks with guns. They will burn them in a minute, but those guys will go out. If somebody's a threat to them, if somebody has inside knowledge, you know, I've spoken out before about my third eye. If you spend enough time thinking about something, you'll put it all together. If you read enough on it, if you look at both sides of the truth, one side is the dark side, the other side is the light side. There are dark and light of everything, just like the moon. You will, without a doubt, come up with the conclusion that nothing is by chance. Everything is orchestrated, just like JFK said. But, you know, I mean, we are in end times. If you haven't seen the endgame emails from Summers and Geithner, and if you don't know about Jim DeMint, and you don't understand about the 12 taboos that were supposed to be released on humanity, they want open society. They want understanding and love. Moral high ground now. If you're standing on a pile of moral high ground, if you're up on the mountain, well, they're just going to hit the button, and a satellite laser is going to fry your brain. Who doesn't know? Here's an example. Yesterday, I had tweeted something about Hillary Clinton, and after this ridiculous decision by Comey to, well, he laid it all out that she was basically a criminal from hell and that she had broken every kind of espionage law known to man, but they couldn't find a prosecutor that would reasonably want to prosecute Hillary Clinton. So I tweeted out, the knockout game is now legal. And I put the Global Research for the Paul Craig Roberts. I think it was Global Research I put on there. Or Canadian Free Press. I don't know. But I tweeted out an article. And my phone, I could fry an egg on it within 10 minutes. My phone was so hot, I could smell the plastic in my phone. And, you know, I told you on my other show that they hit me with the kill switch. Google has a kill switch, and they killed my phone. Because I'm going to tell you something. I can't stand the fact that the Muslim Brotherhood, a thieving, horrific, deceitful group of scum headed by Valerie Jarrett, Barack Obama, and the rest of his Islamic ilk, these people are literally Wahhabist imams, etc. Stolen wealth in the United States, running ISIS, running the weapons through Mexico. They have shipments going to Mexico while the Mexicans are coming here in the open border because they don't want these border patrol blowing these guys' brains out while they're trying to send weapons to ISIS. That's what's really going on. If you don't know who Wayne Madsen, Tosh Plumlee, you know, Robert David Steele, if you don't listen to Alex Jones, then you don't know this. If you really believe everything mainstream media and the whores, the painted ladies, these hookers that they got somewhere in Manhattan, oh yeah, I've got a law degree and this and that and the other, and I've got great lips and tits. And let me tell you something, when I gave Roger Ailes a blowjob, he gave me $1 million a year, no problem. You think it doesn't go on? You think Rupert Murdoch doesn't get his dick sucked every now and then by whatever hooker comes in there and wants a job? That's the way it works, folks. God knows what Glenn Beck had to do to get his position. And he's in meltdown mode. Oh, yeah, that's a real witty name for a site, The Blaze. And he laid out everything in 2008 and 9 as if he was some brilliant potato-faced genius. Never going to forget the Ted Nugent interview. The one Ted Nugent interview with Glenn Beck was flat out, in my opinion, hilarious. Ted Nugent tells Glenn Beck, oh, you've got hands like the Pillsbury Doughboy. My dad was a baker, and I was a drug addict alcoholic, and now I'm Mr. Fucking Broadcast Journalist telling you everything about the gallop. Because the manuals were written 70 years ago, 80 years ago. Who doesn't know that history has been basically wiped off the planet, sopped up by these disinfo mops? Rockefeller, Carnegie demanded the keys to the educational system in this country. Get rid of the fact that men fought tooth and nail for everything they had. And if you came to take their farms or their homes or their ranches, they'd blow your brains out your asshole. Which really should have happened in 2006. People should have armed up and stood in their front porches and told realtors and the foreclosure lock changers, don't come on my property. That's a no trespassing sign because I will take you out of this world. Whether it is a rock tied to a stick, a big, blunt piece of wood, a chunk of concrete, people fought for their property. They lived and died by freedom, which was a God-given right. It is a God-given right. Nobody's going to take it from you unless you give it up. And the pontiff comes around, just give up your wealth. You have too much. Give it to the poor people. Oh, the poor people. Oh, the poor little wrecked people that have been subjugated by their governments in Mexico and Argentina and Brazil and oh. $592 trillion printed, gold stacked to the roof, and football field size warehouses. Underground military bases, 131 of them. 435 fully stocked, fully armed, fully secured bunkers made out of very expensive carbon and Kevlar and concrete, bomb-proof, nuke-proof, you name it, full medical facilities, full staffed. They have generators, folks, that run on hydrogen, water. They have basically insulated themselves against the coming end time scenario they created for the last 150 years. Standard Oil is now Exxon. Whether it doesn't matter if it's Shell or whoever. You think these tankers were blown to smithereens or cut in half or hit bar, you know, sandbars by accident? No, they didn't. They wanted to test out or release this bacteria that ate oil, and they wanted to see if it would work, so they sunk the ship. You think that what happened in the Gulf was an accident? Of course it wasn't. You still believe that Lincoln's name was Lincoln Springsteen, and that he was shot by Booth because of slavery. It was regarding secession. It was regarding taking the British and French armies and military weaponry and unleashing it on the South. And Booth wasn't going to have it. You have actors now that are, you know, a lot of people say that Lincoln wasn't really shot. But then again, I've seen pieces of the pillowcase and the DNA. You know, Lincoln had syphilis. Adolf Hitler had syphilis. Napoleon had syphilis. These guys had holes in their brains the size of the ozone layer hole. And you have to understand that they're never going to stop. I mean, go listen to them talk about being God. If you have not studied who the Rockefeller family is, you're not going to start a corporation in this country. What do you think incorporated means? You go out there, and let's say you want to be a coffee mogul. Start buying up the world's coffee and see how fast you get the knock-knock indoc. Go out there and say, you know what? I think I'm going to start an oil company. And I think I'm going to sell oil for, you know, minimum, and I'll make $1 a barrel, and I should be able to profit by $1 million a day. You're going to get the knock-knock indoc. You want to go out there and you want to build apartment buildings in Miami, you're going to get the knock-knock indoc. You understand this? If you don't know who Tosh Plumlee is, Robert Tosh Plumlee, if you don't know who Barry Seal is, and you don't know who Gary Webb is and Freeway Ricky Ross, and you don't know who Michael Rupert were, then you don't understand how important drugs and drug running, both illicit and for medical reasons, you don't know how important it is. Let me tell you something right now. They're feeding your parents petrochemical pharma, while drugs that are derived from plant-based forms like opium or the coca leaf, which are basically the only two real drugs used, you know, for surgery and numbing and, you know, like that, that's all controlled and heavily guarded. But then they like to put the heroin on the street because they like the headlines. See, you have to understand crisis creation, response, and solution. They want you to believe that there's a drug war and they've got it under control and it's an atrocity when your son or daughter dies or the kid down the street dies. So they're going to put a stop to it. And suddenly, in the budget, all around the Beltway, in the budget, all around Detroit, hundreds of more police officers. Road pirates. Not everyone. You know, I read a thing, Paul Craig Roberts sent me an email regarding the end of the United States, the end of America. And what it basically stated was, we have young, optimistic, gentlemen, some college graduates, some not, joining police forces, joining what they think is Department of Homeland Security. That is all a diversion to keep you docilized. Well, they're joining these forces, and within a year, they're quitting because they cannot believe how the government is in a eugenics genocidal mode against blacks and brown people. A lot of white guys get caught up in the mix. You know, a lot of guys in New York, you know, look, let me tell you something. Heroin is the cobra's bite. Heroin goes back, or opium goes back. Opium has got to go back, I believe, 10,000 years plus. A couple thousand years, maybe more than that. Maybe before even the Ice Age. It could be half a million years old it's been around. Plants, for medicinal purposes, being stumbled on by hungry people. There are all kinds of plants that kill all kinds of pain and cure all kinds of human ailment. Even chimpanzees, animals, are instinctively able to seek out medicinal plants. Why does your cat or your dog eat grass? Because it works like an alkalizer. Plants are alkaline. So when they're too acidic from eating too much bloody meat or whatever, or too much industrial waste, they want to eat plants. How many of your animals now are scratching themselves raw because of all the pesticides, all the antibiotics that are in everything now? And let me tell you, chemtrails, according to Ted Gunderson and some other people, and this whole idea of Morgellons disease, I believe that it can turn our skin into various forms of poly strands. I absolutely believe that we are walking antennas because we're breathing in this metal dust, folks. We're breathing in all of these viruses and all these blood cells. And look, let's not talk about all these lab-made diseases with gain of function by the Center of Disease Creation. CDC, EPA, FDA, American Water Works. You've got every kind of alphabet federal government maniac society built on eugenics, from I.G. Farben. Hitler was British. The British are highly intelligent. And they hate humanity. They can't stand you if you're not producing for the royals, for the state. Work for the state, you get a steak. Work for yourself, you eat cans off the shelf. Aren't I witty today? Well, you know, I'm just doing my little part here on the Everyman Show. I'm not ranting and I'm not raving. At 59 years old, I'm not tired. I just crossed the paradigm. I knew when I went to college, I said, what is wrong with these people? What the hell is wrong with these freakazoids? These self-loathing freaks. What's up with this? Vegans and vegetarians and don't eat meat. I saw people shrivel up in age 10 years and 2 years. I've seen people that can't even begin to function. They become homeless. These are people that had major, I mean, we're talking about A students. We're talking about honor roll people. Some of them went from 140 pounds to 320, eating diet food and eating garbage. Then I've seen people that shrivel up to nothing. Homeless, burnout, fried. You think you can't have a stroke? You can. You need to have cholesterol. Your brain is made of cholesterol. Don't take statin drugs. The whole idea of the last 40 years, oh, everything's sodium. Yeah, because they use MSG and everything. Oh, everything's cholesterol. Yeah, because it's all grain-fed, antibiotic-fed beef. Look at this horrible industrial agribusiness. Go get the book from globalresearch.com, Seeds of Destruction. Try to find Reinventing Government, Fast Bullets and Cultural Changes, if you can. Look for this manual. Get out there and look for America's Nazi Secrets by John Loftus. Go look for Steve Quayle's Empire Under the Ice. You need to understand about the Nazi invasion in America. Get out there and learn about GMOs. Get out there and learn about health. Find spice to be the greatest medicine on earth. I have bladder cancer now because I was sprayed heavily on my well by my farmer with Roundup. I'm very cautious about going to the hospital because everything is now cyber world. They know I'm complaining about Roundup. I don't want to be murdered. I don't want to be murdered by doctor. I've already had surgery. It makes me nervous as hell. When you go and you look around Home Depot, resist the chemicals. Do not buy the chemicals if you can help it. Okay? If you're fighting bugs, use baking soda. Look, I understand if you want to use, you know, one of these knockout heavy doses of pesticides, but don't make it, use it on later. Chlorine was developed as a pesticide. They've been fighting pests forever. Fluoride was used as a pesticide. It was also used in the Auschwitz and Birkenau camps. Hitler was culling people for science. Hitler didn't die until 68, Mengele in 72, on and on and on. The Bush's real name is Scherf. That's who Otto Skorzeny says he and Prescott Bush killed Tesla for all the technology we're using today. Cell phones, smart meters, Wi-Fi, you know, this whole satellite thing. This is what Tesla developed. Einstein, he couldn't tie his shoes, but he could make an atom bomb. All this crazy, you know, math and all this crazy calculus and all this crazy, you know, scientific blah, blah. If you don't understand your world, they're going to pull the wool over on you. They like sending you into panic mode with, the H1N1 virus. Granted, it's out there. Things are out there. But if your gut flora is not right, you're not getting enough clean water and vitamin C and exercise, if you're not sweating your guts out once a week somehow, you better figure out how to do it. Break out of the paradigm, and for God's sake, you've got to reverse the damage of Common Core by teaching your children real math. They came for the children, then they came for the women, then they came for the men because the men were basically, you're talking about broken. When you know that you're on full assault by the people you trusted the most with your security. Thomas Jefferson said, you give up a little security for freedom, you deserve none. Prepare yourself. And thanks for listening to the Everyman Show. You can find me on Facebook, A.D. DeBosco. I mean, even I'm using a different name these days. Who cares? Whatever. You know what I mean? I'm not a threat. All I'm doing is talking about the threat. Because I was sick 10 years ago, and I'm 1,000 times better than I was. You can be 1,000 times better than you were by just opening your eyes. Until tomorrow, bye-bye.